Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that begins with the true God. And His Word is true, and His laws are true, His commandments are true, and they are good and righteous all together. And why would you want to study the Bible? Well, the most important reason is to understand what God has to tell us, because it contains His message, His voice in written form for all of us, every human being on earth. That's why there's so many Bibles in the world, and it's translated in so many languages. Now, we'll understand more about God in a bit. But let's approach this again from the simple things easy to understand. Now, one of the books in the Bible that facilitates this to get you started in what you need to do is the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is not difficult to understand. There are no hidden doctrines there. There are no hard to figure out verses or anything like that. It's very straightforward. So let's go to the book of Proverbs and let's see how it instructs us very simply where to start. And when I first began studying the Bible, that's where I began. And this was, 55 years ago now, going on 56. Now, today, some don't care. They don't want to be smart. They don't want to have wisdom. They don't want to have understanding. They don't want to know about God, given their entertainment and their sex, and that's their lives. Well, just give it time and see what happens. Okay? Now, let's understand this. God's Word is living. Just like the law of gravity, just like the tides of the ocean. When you obey, when you keep the words of God and the commandments of God, because they're all His, He spoke them, you'll be blessed. And we'll see that right here in the book of Proverbs. Okay? But here is what the Bible is for. Now, it's also for doctrine. It's also to instruct us about eternal life. And that's a whole nother subject, which we will get to later on. But now we're going to focus in on how to study the Bible, which then also leads to understanding. Why would you want to study something that you couldn't understand? And so God has given the book of Proverbs as a starting point for everyone, especially young people. Now, we've got a special program right online, right here on Church at Home, called Proverbs for You. And that is very simple. Take one chapter a day for a month. Read it, study it, go over it, and at the end of the month, you come back and start again. And you do this over and over and over again. And this is especially effective with young people, teenagers, and youth. Why? Because they need to have their minds programmed. God intended us to learn. God intended us to have understanding. God intended us to make wise decisions. That's why we're made in the image and likeness of God. And so since that's so important, God sent His Word so we would understand what to do. And so how do you understand the Bible or study the Bible? And that is, begin with the simple things. So come here to Proverbs, the first chapter. And we'll survey a few places in the book of Proverbs to show you how the Word of God is not hard to understand. Now, there are some difficult scriptures, that is true. However, to begin to study the Bible, you don't go to the difficult-to-understand scriptures. just like with our children going to school. What is the first thing they learn? ABCs, right? Well, do we still use the alphabet today? Yes. Is that the same alphabet that the Bible is in English is printed in, or whatever language? Yes. So therefore, it's important that we understand some basic things. See? Intelligence does not come without effort. Understanding does not come without knowledge. And wisdom does not come without knowledge and understanding. So let's read it here. Proverbs 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. In other words, to educate you on how to think. Now that's as simple as it can be, isn't it? And doesn't everyone want to think? Well, everyone does think. But how is your mind trained? And this is what Proverbs is all about, how to train your mind to know right and wrong, good and evil, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and all of those things. See? So this is simple, to receive instruction of wisdom, righteousness and judgment and equity, to give prudence to the simple, that means the uneducated, knowledge and discretion to the young man and young woman. And if you have that, and it's from the Word of God, then you're obeying the voice of God, and you are doing the things that are simple first. And then this will help open up your understanding to the rest of the Bible, because you have to have the basics, the ABCs. Now then, it starts right out. A wise man will hear and increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain to wise counsel. I'll tell you something that's true. I learn every day, even at 80 years old. So learning is a lifetime thing. It's not that you go to school and you learn it, and now you're set for life and you don't have to learn and study and increase in knowledge. Likewise with the Bible. Now think of this. As we will see later, the Bible has been inspired by the great Creator God who made heaven and earth. Created everything that there is, everything that you see, living, and even the things that are not living, such as rocks and dirt and sand, etc. He made it. What a fantastic mind that is. And He created us. And He loves us. And because He loves us, He's given us His Word. And because He wants you to know the truth in His Word to us that we need to study and understand, there is not a single lie. Now just think how much better off the world would be if all the young people in school were taught the book of Proverbs. But oh, we have to have a separation church and state. We can't have the Bible in school. Well, that's why more and more people are going to homeschooling. Okay, let's continue here. To understand a proverb and its interpretation, the words of the wise, their dark sayings, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You fear God first. First comes the fear of God so you won't disobey. Then comes the love of God when you have knowledge and understanding of to why God said, do this, don't do that. This is what God wants. Because all children are born with no knowledge in their brains. It is all learned. And God wants it so that they will be taught His way, and the parents are to do the teaching, as well as the teachers and instructors. Okay? So this is why we have the book of Proverbs. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here it is, right and wrong, good and evil. You want to be wise? Want to be intelligent? Listen to God. Obey His voice. Start with the simple things. But those who are smart-alecky, those who think they know it all, despise the wisdom of God and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. What commandment is that? Commandment number 5. Honor your father and mother, that your days on the earth may be long. Now let's take that one commandment and look at that for just a minute. When you honor your father and mother, and they teach you what is right and wrong, then God will bless you, give you longer life. Why do so many teenagers die today? Because they rebel. They don't want to honor father and mother. They don't even want to keep the laws of the land. How their lives turning out on drugs and sex and violence and crime?
A man police say was barely old enough to drive when he gunned down 3 people in Providence is going to prison for the rest of his life.
In a state that has no death penalty, 6 life sentences plus a decade is about as severe as it comes. And it came via Superior Court Justice Robert Krause Monday upon 19-year-old Russell Burrell. Burrell was just 16 when he murdered Shamika Barrows, Damian Colon, both 22, and Michael Martin, 23, at Providence's Maplewood Terrace Apartments in July 2012. Damian Colon was simply visiting his friends. Colon's mother and grandmother took the chance to confront Russell Burrell.
You took the life of her son, my grandson, for what? You committed a horrible, evil act, murdering 3 precious persons, resulting from your sick soul.
Burrell and 3 others conspired to rob Michael Martin of marijuana and cash, forcing their way into his apartment. Burrell executed Martin and Cologne with a 9mm Glock in the rear of the home. He then murdered Shamika Barrows, who had awoken from a nap. 3 young children were also in the apartment at the time, but were unhurt.
I don't desire revenge, but I do ask for justice and to impose the maximum penalty as the law allows.
The bench complied.
Whereas if they were taught, first of all, to fear God, then love God, seek knowledge and truth and understanding that there's right and wrong and good and evil, and they need to choose to do what is right. Here's what happens when children honor their father and mother. They shall be an ornament of grace on your head and chains around your neck. That is like a beautiful necklace. Okay? So this applies to boys and girls, men and women. Now then, first thing, here we can tie this in, and this is how you study the Bible. When you go to the creation of man and woman, Adam and Eve, God showed them everything, taught them everything. Everything was fine. And then along came a sinner called Satan, the devil, in the form of a serpent. And he enticed them to sin against God. Now, what are the first choices that kids come up against? With their friends. All right, let's read it. Simple. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood, we will watch secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those who go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance and fill our houses with plunder. Cast your lot among us and let us have one purse. All right. Perfect description of a gang, right? Young men, teenagers. And what do they do? Well, have sex, entertainment, steal, rob, take drugs, get drunk. How's that turn out? So here's a warning. First warning is, You love and obey your father and mother. And don't take the pressure of your peers and think that you are going to improve and go ahead. Okay? Great instruction. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed innocent blood. And finally, we can just put it this way. The authorities catch up with you, and you find yourself headed for the slammer. Now, we can see the inner working of the Bible, the inner working of the laws of God. When you sin and go against the laws of God, and you wouldn't know that until you study the Bible. And that's why you study the things that are simple to tell you what is right and what is wrong and what to do and what not to do so that you don't get your life in trouble. Now, isn't that a wonderful thing that God has done? Yes, indeed. You can read the rest of chapter 1, that if you don't do what God says to do, and you go on in your own foolish, stupid ways, it's going to catch up with you, and you're going to pay the piper. Now, let's come down to the last verse in Proverbs 1, verse 33. But whoever hearkens to me, and that's the voice of God, obey my voice, shall dwell safely and shall be secure without fear of harm. Now, isn't that what everyone wants? Yes, indeed. Now, let's come to chapter 2 and let's see, as we read this and study it, this is how we're studying. So, what we're doing, not only pointing out how to study the Bible, but actually study the Bible to show you how to do it. Okay? And why you need to study the Bible. And it's amazing what you're going to learn. So let's pick it up here, chapter 2 and verse 1. My son, that also means daughter, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, obey the voice of God, and apply your heart to understanding. God wants us to learn. God wants us to apply ourselves. He wants us to do it with vigor, with diligence, with understanding. Yes. Yea, if you cry after knowledge, that means that you hunger and thirst for knowledge and understanding, and lift up your voice for understanding. The third if you seek her, that is wisdom, as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures, then. Now notice there's a process. If, then. If you obey the voice of God, if you keep his commandments, if you listen to his word, then you will understand. Verse 5, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now then, something happens in your life, with your thoughts, with your mind, with your choices, with everything that you do. God begins to bless you with understanding. God begins to open your mind to what he has in the Bible. Isn't that what you want? Because most people, you hand them the Bible and say, here, read this, you know, here, read this and tell me what it is. Well, I don't know. Well, what do you think? Well, my preacher says, well, that all in the Old Testament's already been fulfilled. Well, we don't need to read that. Really? Guess what we're reading now? Proverbs. Where is that? That's in the Old Testament. What do you know about that? Verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. What did we start with? Obey the voice of God. And the voice of God comes what? Out of his mouth. And what comes? Knowledge and understanding from the perfect God, who is perfect, cannot lie, is righteous, is good, is holy, is true. Continuing. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. you will be able to know and understand. Righteous means that you do what God requires. And all of that comes back again simply to what? Obey my voice. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Guess what? Some supernatural protection in the way of angels comes when you love God and keep His commandments. Now think of that. You want that? But of course. Well, you can't do it by just doing your own way. You got to come to God. You've got to come to God's Word. You've got to study it. You've got to let it enter into your mind. You've got to think with it. You've got to know right or wrong, good and evil. See? Verse 8, he keeps the path of right judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then, now notice there is if, then, and after the first then in verse 5, verse 9, there's another then. See? It's like you go along and you study something, and it's not quite clear, but if you keep at it, bing, the light will go on, won't it? Then you'll understand. See? Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. That is proper education. This is what people are not getting today, nor are they getting it into churches. You write for our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America Today, and you're going to understand why people don't know. Those who are supposed to teach are not doing it. Those who are supposed to know do not know.
We talked about how the law stirs up sin. We looked at that. So if we Christians hope for victory over sin, we shouldn't have any relationship with the law, not even the Ten Commandments.
And you go to the colleges. They throw out God. They are now so debauched that there is hardly a sound word left in them in the greatest institutions in America. That's why, if you want to really study and know and get educated, you do it at home and make a vital part of that studying your Bible. And we have hundreds of sermons on cbcg.org. We have hundreds of segments on Church at Home. We've got the whole Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, right online. And if you want a copy of it, you can just go to Original Bible Restored, and you can see how you can acquire one. It is the Word of Life to you from the God of Heaven, who loves you, who wants you to understand His way and wants you to obey His voice and understand His word. Notice what will happen then. Verse 10, wisdom shall enter into your heart and knowledge shall be pleasing to your soul. You'll delight in understanding the word of God. You'll be able to make right judgments and understand things. Now we've got another booklet, great booklet, by the way. Judge Righteous Judgment. How do you make a righteous judgment? Look at all of the poor judgments that are given in the world. Well, they don't know how to make righteous judgment because they've left off God. See, the thing is, true wisdom is knowing God in His way, coming from His word, and understanding it. This is why you need to study it. See? So we're doing in this series, how to study the Bible, showing you by going through it how it works and what God will do. Isn't that what you want in your life? Do you want God to bless your life, to bless what you are doing? Do you want the goodness of God, the love of God? I'm sure you do. Well, the Bible is the way to understand it. Now, God has something extra special with it. We'll see in other segments. He has something to give you so that you can understand the Word of God even more. And that is His Holy Spirit. And he gives the instruction on how to receive that. Because once you have the Holy Spirit of God to lead you, then it will open up your mind to understanding the Bible even more. And it will fulfill in your life the Psalm 119 and verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of your law." And the whole Bible is the law of God, the words of God, the truth of God. And isn't that what you want? God will give it to you. And it begins with, "Obey my voice." Now we have another book for you. "Lord, what should I do?" Now that'll help you to understand where you go from where you are in your life now to understanding about God and His way and His truth. Very soon, we're going to have a brand new book, "From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, Why Were You Born?" And that will be a mind blower. The plan of God is so great and fantastic, and yes, it is hidden right in the Bible. And those are the deep things of God that you then can understand if you start with the simple. So be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. We have close to 2,000 sermons there, studies. We have transcripts of the messages. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.